2017. Let's bring in Mr. Ozzy Osbourne. And here he is!
Hey!
The Prince of Darkness. Look at this. Come in, sit down, make yourself comfortable.
We got a bed.
No, you can't go to bed. Ozzy's, this is a privilege to get Ozzy awake so early. It really is.
These don't work.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi there.
You smell nice again. I remember you smelled nice last time you were
here. I'm worried about you.
No, you smell very clean.
Well, you know, after being on a plane for 12 hours yesterday, got off the plane, did a bunch of work, had a lie down, did the Jonathan Ross show, went to bed last night, woke up at 6. He's like, where am I? And tonight, I'm flying to Moscow to start my tour Sunday night.
Wow. You fly tonight?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about this tour. You're doing a world tour.
Am I?
Yeah. A world... This is what it says here. Your world tour, Sunday night in Moscow it starts. You're back in Birmingham by the beginning of July.
I know.
That's the fastest world tour ever.
No, but then I'm going back to America.
Right.
Do the Ozfest, then I go to Canada, South America.
You're a busy man. Where have you just flown in from? You just flown in from America?
From LA yesterday.
You still got the house in LA?
Yeah, we just put it on the market. Because, you know...
Buy it.
They have these tourist buses, and you know, this is the famous house where, you know.
Yeah.
And people want to think, they think it's a public, people can walk around, you know.
Honestly, I've been on one of those tours.
You have?
Yeah.
You lemon.
And do you know what? Do you know what I did?
What?
I went
to my bathroom, yeah.
I only went outside in the bus. And this is the Osbourne house. And I'm like, oh, look, it's the Osbourne house. So, the tour was rubbish, as it turned out. And they just, I swear blind, they just drove past big houses and just said that was someone's famous
house. I mean, you get one after the other, you know.
But I don't know. When they go, that's Pope John Paul's house, and that's, they could be anybody's bloody house. I don't know.
We had an Elvis sighting here yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. So what I did was, I made a note of where you lived, and then when we were driving around the next few days, we stopped off and waved.
Did you?
Yeah, I was going to ring the doorbell, but I was too scared.
You saddo.
When they were filming the series at the house, people would just climb over the fence. It's a bit mayhem, there's cameramen and trucks and everything.
Yeah.
And you get people walking on us and go, I never seen him, but I wonder what he does with the crew. And I go to the crew guys, what's he? They'd go, I don't know, I thought it was you. And I go, excuse me, what are you doing? Oh, I just wanted to use a bathroom and have a drink. Oh, yeah. On your bike.
I'll buy the house off you.
See my wife.
Yeah, oh really? Sharon, I'll buy it. £100,000 cash. Yeah?
That's a bargain there. That's going to be worth a few million.
It's a good price.
In fact, Ozzy just said I can have the house for free because he loves me. Don't you wish that I was your son?
No.
Yeah, you do. You wish that
I have enough children.
No, I know, but one more, wouldn't that?
Okay.
Yeah, why not? And then, you know, we can hang out, be great.
Yeah.
He'd love that. Kelly would hate it, though. Kelly would hate being related to me.
Oh, you met Kelly, haven't you?
I've met Kelly loads of times, yeah. I think she's quite disturbed by me. she secretly loves me, but she won't admit it.
She's a good girl. Like
we sang together recently, on stage.
And we did.
Who?
Me and Kelly.
Well, yeah.
We had a record.
I know you did.
In fact, that was the last time you were in, I think.
Do you know, since I've been back in the UK, the difference in music here, it's so refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
To hear music, you know, someone with a melody line, you know.
There's a lot of really, really good bands.
We flew back with this Amy girl. What's her name?
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
I watched her on that show last night. She's got the most incredible natural talent.
Isn't she? She's great.
Wonderful.
Mm. And she's crackers.
Well, that's why I like her.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, she's great. She's really, really good.
Yeah, there's a lot of great British talent out there at the moment.
But, I mean, living in America, they have old channels, modern channels and talk channels, and it's like, it's all intermingled over here.
Do you know what you need?
What?
You need Sirius satellite radio, and you can listen to Radio 1 all day.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. 24 hours a day, they have Radio 1 on.
Isn't that Howard Stern just...
Howard's on there, yeah. Mm. Howard's on one channel, on two channels. We're on channel 11, and we're on right now. People are listening to us right now in America.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, you know, I love it there.
Yeah, when he was saying how much about the music, he means he loves that music too. Mm.
No, but it's like,
I know what you mean.
It's so refreshing to hear something different, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I have no dislike for rap music or whatever, hip-hop.
Yeah.
But if I hear the same form of music over and over again, I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a break.
But this is what they say. They say, all the people at Sirius say Radio 1. This Sirius is the satellite radio thing. It's got like 100 channels.
Yeah.
And they say that Radio 1 is one of the most popular channels because, to the Americans,
it's different.
It's multi-genre. And because it won't just play all hip-hop, but it won't just play all...
Well, I can remember back in the Black Sabbath days, you'd get like Black Sabbath, the Eagles, Leonard Skinner, you know, all these different bands. Mm. Now you've got like the whole day of one format of music. And people say to me, who is the best band on the earth? And I've got to be honest, I wouldn't go there at 9 o'clock in the morning because by 12, I'd be nuts. Well, nuts, yeah.
Well, yeah. How is your health? You seem fine. You seem in good form.
Well, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I'm quite boring these days. I don't do drugs, which that's a real thing. I mean, my son Jack, he's like 21 now, I think, mm. And he got messed up with all that stuff, yeah. And the television thing was going. And I thought, well, what father am I? He's like, don't do this, don't smoke. When I'm lying on the floor, dead, yeah. You know?
Well, you've done well, mate. You've sorted yourself out,
but only on a daily basis.
That's the best way. That's the only way. You know, you've got to do.
I mean, I've made these grandiose statements before. I'm half it. I'm never going to do it again. Next week, he's gone.
The only thing I'm disappointed in is I would have loved to have known you when you were drinking.
Oh, you believe me, you would not.
Oh no, we'd have had fun. I'm telling you.
I went beyond the realm of fun. The last crazy thing, I think, which cost me a fortune, was when I was in Prague. And I said, you know what? I've done to Zach, my biggest rivalry. He likes a good drink. And I'm like, we're on the 9th, 10th floor of this hotel. And, you know what? I've done all these things, but I've never thrown a TV out the window. He goes, you're kidding. And he rips his TV out the box, the little thing they got with the doors on. He goes, you sure? I've got the window. I'm jamming the window. We throw this TV out, and the explosion was awesome. and there was somebody having a cigarette outside the building.
No!
I mean, I get chills when I think, had he like stepped out to stand on his cigarette, he'd read the news for the rest of his life.
Exactly, would have got lumped by a 42-inch plasma or something.
Oh, I wouldn't have thrown a plasma.
No, it was like
you keep the plasma.
Throw the box.
Throw the cupboard out and keep the plasma. See, no, I've never done that. We talked about doing that.
We wanted to do it with a trouser press. We wanted to do the road shows. We wanted to get a trouser press off the wall in somewhere like Great Yarmouth and lob it out the first floor window.
There was a hotel we stayed at on the Radio 1 road show, and we were joking about throwing a TV out the window. We said, well, maybe we'll do it in one hotel. We stayed in one hotel. We were on the ground floor, so we thought we were going to do it.
You're going to put it on the floor from the window.
You put a pillow outside first, and then you threw the TV out, then you just put the TV pillow back again because it's fine.
Then you don't get charged either. Yeah.
Safety first. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to play some. We're going to talk about. You've got the new album, Black Rain.
Yeah.
I'm going to play. We've got some clips of some of the tracks I want to play now, if that's all right.
Yeah, okay.
Here are some of the highlights from Black Rain, which is Ozzy's new album, which is out now.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What's that?
It's Def Leppard.
Is that not you?
I like that track. I thought my voice sounded different there.
We're hoping you'd notice that.
The funny thing is, I was
thinking,
Ozzy's body just shook and he went like that. What? yeah, that's good. That's on the album. And I want, I want. Have you ever seen? You watch a lot of TV, don't you? You watch
all the time.
You've got to get a copy of Armageddon, the Def Leppard story. You know the.
I've seen it. Already.
Oh, that's the funniest movie.
Was that straight?
Oh no, was that like Behind the Music thing?
No, it's like a. You know the American TV movies.
Oh yeah, I've
and
seen
they do
it.
A story.
Oh,
I mean, it's the funniest.
I know all
thing.
Them guys, and I'm thinking I cannot watch this.
Oh, it's brutal. It's the funniest thing. Because they've obviously filmed it in America, and they try and make it look like London by putting a phone box and a beef eater stood there like that. Hello there. Go on, I think your band is brilliant. And he's meant to be in Sheffield. He's quite obviously driving through Kansas.
Do they fake up the bit where Rick Allen loses his arm?
They show the... Well, they fake the car crash.
Because that was on Snake Pass, wasn't it? And so they probably film it in America, in the desert.
Seriously, it's like he's driving to the Wizard of Oz house. It's just... It's not Sheffield at all. It's nowhere near. But, that's you gotta watch. It's a funny movie.
I've seen it. I've seen bits of it. I didn't see it all.
Yeah, but you won't remember it.
No, I do. I honestly...
Do you know, I did find that funny, how Ozzy's memory on certain things is a bit ropey. Yeah, on other stories, like when he's drunk out of his mind throwing TVs out the window in Prague, he remembers it perfectly.
You know why? Because the next day I had to buy 38,000 quid to get by for the bloody thing.
Oh, man. See, I want to come and live in your house. Oh, it's Dave's one of your new neighbours. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Where do you live?
Just up the road.
Where did you live?
Just up the road from you.
Where?
It's up the road from you, I won't say exactly.
Yeah, but up the road could be the M24.
Well, I won't say exactly where, because I don't want, you know...
Hang on, it'll tell you off the air.
I'll tell you off the air where I live.
Okay.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes in the car from you.
There you go.
Let me think.
So if you need a lift home...
Beaconsfield, Amersham.
Closer than that.
Oh.
Really? Closer than that, yeah. Ah. Stalking. Gerrard's Cross.
Closer than that.
Whoa!
You're talking at that back room in my house.
Do you know that shed at the bottom of your garden you've never been in?
Yeah.
That's him and his girl.
It was on fire.
No, it's his.
Oh, we've made a 3-bedroom bungalow out of it.
Sharon sold it to them for 450 grand. It's a bargain.
Oh, that's all right.
Right, Ozzy, you're a legend. Stay around for a bit. We're going to play records. You can have a little break.
All right.
You can go back and have more strawberries.
You want to go out?
No, you don't have to. You can stay, but I'm going to play a record.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
This is a good band, this band called the Fratellis.
Yeah.
You like this? Well, she wants to be a singer in the band, maybe I give a... That's Rihanna, and Umbrella. You love that song, don't you?
I love that.
Yeah. Can you play someone from that girl I just ran into at the airport, Amy?
Amy Winehouse. Yeah, I'll get some Amy Winehouse on next.
I love it. It's really, really good.
Which one would you like? Any?
Whatever.
Okay. Let's play Rehab, actually.
That's the best
do
one.
Rehab, yeah.
I don't need to do rehab.
I can recognise it. I've been in more rehabs than hotels.
See, now you should be like me. I look after myself. You know?
Oh, please.
My body's a temple,
behave.
Ozzy. You know?
Well, mine's a sewer. Because every temple has to have a sewer, I suppose.
See, I don't do drugs, but I do smoke and I do drink.
Do you know the smoking was the first thing I stopped doing?
No, I know. But you're like a proper anti-smoker, aren't you? You're one of the worst.
No, when you smoke for as many years as I was, and then you stop, you realise how disgusting it is. Oh, Shannon would come in from the X Factor, and I'd go, where have you been cleaning ashtrays with your head?
Yeah. That's me and Carol.
Oh.
Simon, I tell you, Simon's so bad. He cut, I mean, as soon as that commercial break starts, when Kate, God bless R.I.P., when she's going... Join us after the break, because he's like that. That'll do, mate.
I can't believe he's got a big ashtray under the table, hasn't he? And he's got his thingies there.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Always. And the funniest thing is when we go out on the road and it's like in a room, they say no smoking. Mm. He's like, doesn't take blind bit of notice, carries on.
Do you think they'll take to that in England?
What?
Ban smoking.
Yeah, 1st of July, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
But do you think they'll take to
it? Yeah, no, I think they will, because it's worked in Scotland and Northern Ireland and Wales so far.
But they've been on fire for the last 25 years.
So if you go see a band in LA, the band are not allowed to smoke on the stage?
No, no smoking.
Nobody
anywhere.
But yeah, you can buy a gun and shoot somebody.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Sure.
But you can't sell a cigarette.
You can't have a cigarette, you know, inside a doorway. By the way, for those of you, Sharon has joined us for the interview. For those of you who are thinking that Dominic's voice sounds a bit sexier than normal, that's Sharon. It's Sharon and Ozzy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ozzy.
Good morning, Ozzy.
I'll tell you what, it is a Sooty and Swim show.
Ozzy loves this. I have this much echo. There we go.
All day long I think of things, but nothing seems to satisfy.
That's better, see? Isn't that better?
Oh, yeah.
Now you have a go, Sharon.
Oh, no.
What an odd morning.
Yeah, I'd love to hear you do that.
Get Sharon to do it. It's wonderful.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, go on.
Go on.
Let me give you the over-the-top echo. Finish with my woman because she couldn't help me with my mind.
Finished with my woman because she couldn't help me with my mind.
There you go.
Fabulous. I'm excited.
Do you really not know the words to that song?
Of course not.
That bought you a house.
Oh, I know.
Ozzy, that's outrageous.
I don't even know the words.
Hey, hang on. He even went to X Factor to support you. You don't even know the words to that song.
She knows the sound of a cheque coming through the door, though.
I bet. Ozzy, let me ask you a serious question now. With everything that, obviously, because, you know, you are a legend. We all love you. Everyone loves you. You've been through a lot. We all know that. You've had your ups, you've had your downs, and we've all, you know, witnessed it. We've all been there at the sidelines, so to speak. You put up with a lot in your life, but you always bounce back. But let me ask you this. This is quite a serious question. How did you feel when Kate Thornton was axed from X Factor?
Devastated.
Yeah.
I thought, she's a nice, sweet lady, she is.
Yeah.
And Louis was a part of the team, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's a bit of an odd man, but he was part of the team.
I think everybody worked very hard to build the show, and it wasn't one person. It was a team, and it was a team that worked and was successful.
That's what I don't understand. When you get a working formula, someone has to go, this needs to change because of that, and, you know, whatever. And
do you know, they always say, well, okay, it needs freshening up. And I never know what that means. Why would you, if it was working now, why do you need to freshen it up? I don't get it.
I don't get it. That's although why that I don't said, produce TV shows.
Although that said, I would have jumped in Louis' grave, like, quicker than you can say bananas, because the money's
that
great.
I honestly thought that you were going to do it, and we were going like, yeah, it's got to be Moyles-y.
I never got asked. It was in the paper. But no one asked me, so
I'll ask her. Yeah.
But apparently, you know, fair enough though. I mean, if you can get a big star like Danny Minogue, who needs someone like me?
Behave. Would you behave?
Ozzy, do you know Danny Minogue?
Never heard of
him. There you go, see?
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Who's he? Daniel Minogue? Surely they put the wrong Minogue, right? Surely they meant to go for Kylie. In the book, I heard the wrong one. Danny, yeah, no worries. Hello. Simon's sitting in meetings for 2 weeks, and they're going, so Minogue's up for it. He's going, really? I'm quite surprised. What? Is he really going to do it? Yeah, yeah. He's expecting Kylie to turn up. Daddy's going like this. It's great. You can do work. Huh?
No, it's not Kylie's dad. It's Kylie's sister.
What's his name?
Say behave.
No, Danny. Danny would know.
Oh, Danny boy. Yeah.
The pipes are calling.
Hey, no more pipes for you, okay? No, nothing.
Licorice pipes, that's about it.
Okay, that's the only pipes you're allowed. Yeah, that was... But, you know, you took Kate under your wing, you looked after her.
Love Kate. She's... You know what? Through everything, I love The X Factor because I've met so many great friends, yeah. You know, and Louis and Kate are mates of mine, always will be. Love them.
What did you do? How nice is this? How nice is Sharon Osbourne? What did you do to look after Kate when she got fired from The X Factor?
Got me to do a gig. Yeah.
No, we went out and we...
Where did you go?
We went to Claridge's.
And didn't you take it to New York?
Oh, we were in New York together because we were there for Elton's and we went out.
I'd love to get fired,
Ozzy. We had to take it to
New York.
You're getting fired. You get a holiday brochure.
Do you know what I mean?
We always have a good time, though. Oh, God, we ended up that night after Elton's party. We ended up in the hotel and we were like stripping off in the hallway at like 4 a.m, Kate and I.
So was Ozzy this morning.
You were asleep.
Oh, thanks a lot.
No, Ozzy this morning just had his undies on in reception.
Ozzy,
at the hotel.
Ozzy went sleepwalking in the early hours.
Maneuvers.
See, now, me and him occasionally do it.
But I did it the other week.
There's drink involved. I've never, you know.
No, so we got in yesterday morning from LA, which is like God knows how many time difference hours. I just look for the bathroom, and I was saying that many different places. And Sharon usually goes, second door on the left, not on the right.
But I was asleep, and I woke up, and like, no Ozzy. And I look on the floor, and his trousers and his shoes and his shirt are still on the floor, and I'm like, oh no.
Hanging up, though.
He's gone. He's on walkabout. And then suddenly, about 3 minutes later, the concierge comes up with Ozzy, arm in arm. Ozzy with his little black knickers on. And he goes, your husband's here.
But we've all done it.
All got with a sore rear end now.
Oh, really?
Oh.
You must have fallen down.
Yeah, it's those hard floors.
I think he kicked me.
I did it in hotel. I did exactly the same. I was in America, flew back. And then had a few drinks and then got the train to Cardiff and we were doing a big Radio 1 event the next day. And I got to the bar, had a few beers,
topping up
from the rest of the day. And then I remember getting out of the lift at 6 a.m, going to bed, saying goodbye to whoever was in the lift, watching the lift door closing. And the next thing I knew, I'm stood in the hotel, somewhere in the hotel, in just my boxer shorts. Exactly the same.
I do that all the time.
I thought I was in America. I thought, why am I in a hotel in L.A.?
We go backwards and forwards all the time, and I'm lying in bed, and I'm going, I'm going to get up and make some tea and do some toast. But I think I'm in a different house.
Yeah.
I go, hang on, it takes me about a week for my brain to realise I'm not there, you know.
I know, the guy who bought your flat, your old flat.
Yeah.
This guy's bought a flat, and he bought the flat underneath it. Identical flat.
Mm-hmm.
So he lives in one and he works in the other.
Yeah.
And the two flats are identical. So he'll be upstairs in the flat where he lives and he'll put the kettle on. And then while that's going, he'll just go downstairs and just check his computer. But then he'll go to the kitchen in the downstairs flat and he'll go, why is that not boiled yet? And then he'll open it and go, it's not even full. I can't believe it. That's weird. I'm sure I put the kettle on. And then he'll go upstairs and then he'll hear the kettle bing and he'll go, there's no bloody water. How is that working? That's funny.
But yeah, Ozzy. Oh no.
Brilliant, that's what I love.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah. I'd have won X Factor if I'd have done that song.
I think that was the missing link.
Yeah.
Well, you needed to do that song.
Do you think they'll bring it in that America's Got Talent here? I think it would go a storm here.
No, they're doing it here. They're doing it.
They're going, Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to do it.
Yeah.
I think it starts like the first week of June or something.
So Piers Morgan and Les Dennis's ex-missus.
Is that who's doing it?
What a lineup.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they're the judges. They're not taking part.
Amanda Holden and Piers Morgan.
Apparently so. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, with Simon.
That's more random than you and Louis. God rest his soul.
Oh, Louis.
What is he doing?
No, do not listen to Chris. Do not listen. He's winding everyone up.
Well, you know, he got fired, didn't he? They're dropping like flies on that show, Ozzy. Seriously?
I haven't even been to back soon.
You've got to keep your head down when you go to rehearsals. There's bullets flying everywhere in that place. Ben Shepherd's gone. Kate Thornton's gone. Louis's gone.
Oh, Ben left.
Well, Ben left, yeah.
That's
because he had the hump, because he didn't get the gig. That's why. That's why, I reckon.
No.
Of course it is.
No, behave.
And they've given it to Kermit O'Dreary. Poor Kermit.
We like Dermot.
You are really on one this morning.
I like
you.
He's misbehaving.
Nice,
I love Dermot.
Well, let's hear this duet with my daughter.
Oh, do you want to hear that thing? It's only a little bit.
Come on.
This is me and your daughter, Kelly.
Do you think you could marry Kelly?
Oh,
well,
come on.
I think I could, but I don't think she could put up with it.
You don't want him as a son-in-law.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, yes. She does.
You can come in for cuddles with Ozzy and
you
I.
Could go...
Hey, Oz, I do great cuddles.
Oh, I'm the wrong plumber. You're speaking to the wrong person, yeah.
With a man, it's a hug. But with a woman, it's
cuddles.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I'll show you the difference.
Big boy.
The concierge told me in the hotel.
Yeah.
Where is he? He said he thought it was Shergar coming down the stairs. Here's the... This is me and Kelly singing. I got flowers in the spring.
Fabulous.
I got you. So what I ring?
And when you said you're well, and when I'm scared, you're always around.
So let them say. Fantastic,
didn't she?
Yeah.
She was really nervous as well. Do you know what? She's so sweet. Kelly, we go to sound check, and what it was down at Coco in Camden. And it was our big, the finale of our karaoke week for Comic Relief.
Yeah.
And we had a load of guest stars to sing. We had Kelly, we had Sarah from Girls Aloud, we had Davina McCall, and we had Jamelia.
Roy Walker as well.
Roy Walker, okay, from Catchphrase. But Jamelia was on and she was sound checking. And Jamelia's voice is just mega. And Kelly turns up, hey, you're right. Looks at Jamelia and she goes, I'm not sound checking after that. She said, you'll be fine, don't worry. And she went, No, I'm off.
Sounded great, Kelly, on that.
Sounded great. She sounded good. How is she? Is she all right?
She's really, really good. She's a bit unhappy because she had to go back to LA and she doesn't like it there anymore.
Why she had to go back? Tell her to stay.
For work. She had to go and do some work.
Well, you know, she's rich enough. She doesn't worry about
it. She's got to pay her mortgage.
Give her more money, Mummy.
Behave. Oh,
come on.
Why don't you just give me more money?
Hang on, Ozzy, it is your money.
I know, but they all spend it.
Well, then don't let them have it.
Then on my credit card, I mean, in Los Angeles,
yeah.
If you can get anybody's credit card, they know you're pulling in the number, you know.
You don't even need to take a card. You just go into the store and give them a number.
Let me ask you a question, right? I would imagine during your crazy days of drink and drug and excess that your beautiful wife, who looks after you, would have had a limit on what money you had access to, I would imagine.
No.
Is that right?
For Ozzy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you would kind of make sure...
What are you talking about?
No.
You'd have gone and spent it all or given it to somebody in some...
And you don't!
Well, at least I give it to myself.
But this is what I'm saying. But now, Ozzy has changed his ways. He's a clean man. He's doing very well. Day by day, he's getting better.
Yes.
So... is he still on the old rules, or does he get more pocket money?
No.
I don't get anything now.
No,
really?
It's a fiver a week.
Do you have money in your pockets now? Have you got, Ozzy, do you own a wallet?
Yeah, but I never use it, because it's full of credit cards and...
The things that you don't know the numbers to.
Oh, no.
Ozzy doesn't like credit cards.
Have you got...
I know what... If you were to go into a pay, like, 30,000 quid or 50,000 in cash, you wouldn't buy anything.
Because, right.
I mean, like... The cars we have, you know, it's like, I'll go to Sharon, it's a beautiful car, it's great. And 3 weeks later, there'll be McDonald's wrappers and bottles and... And I go, if that was a pallet, we'd like, 100,000 smackers on there, would you throw the crap on there?
Well, no, I wouldn't. But do you know what it is? Do you know what it is, Ozzy? I'll say it. Your family is spoiled. They don't, Sharon. And they don't appreciate
how
what you've
very,
done for them,
very
Ozzy.
I have to agree.
If it wasn't for you, Ozzy, where would they be? I'll tell you where they'd be.
No, but saying the truth, but it'd be
Wolverhampton.
True.
And because of
Wolverhampton
you,
on sea.
And do you know what? Do you know what, Sharon?
Go on.
You're very ungrateful.
Oh, yes.
Don't
such
stir.
Isn't
I'm going to get
a troublemaker.
I'm going to get one of them. I'll lick him when I go.
I'm telling you, Ozzy's a multi-millionaire. The guy's got no money. And I can guarantee the conversation is something like this. Sharon, can I have some money? What for? What do you mean, what for? That's my money. I just want it. Well, what do you want it for? I want to buy something. What do you want to buy? How much is it? I bet it's like that.
No, Ozzy's like the queen. He doesn't need money.
No, I'll go to Sharon. I think I'm going to buy a lollipop. He said, okay, Sharon. She goes, dude, go and do it. And then I find out the lollipop costs got to be 15 grand.
Yeah, I'll buy it for you. Excuse me.
Last thing he bought was a bloody picture frame. And that was, how much was that?
Well, Ozzy, look. £5.
That's his weekly allowance.
£5. You buy us yourself
a nice cup of tea.
You buy yourself some lollipops.
Thanks for coming.
That's yours, and she can't take that
this
away.
This is all mine.
£5 for you.
My
you
God.
Go lollipop mad.
That's safe.
Listen, he only gets one of those on his birthday in a card. That's what he gets every year.
The card I had last one with a bunch of flowers, which said, in loving memory of...
Louis Walsh. I could talk to you all day. What time do you two have to leave?
I don't know.
Good, then you can stay.
All right, then.
Let me just do some... let me get some of the plugs out of the way. The new album, Black Rain, is out now. It's your first album with new studio material for 6 years.
I can't believe it.
I tell you what I heard. What's the... and I'm going to forget the name of it. When the Osbournes series first started, the record that came out around that time...
was Down to Earth.
Osmosis.
Yeah, and it was... there was a single off it, which was... do you know what? Now I can't remember.
Off...
when the Osbournes first started, there was a single release at that time, and I can't... I'm trying to get changes out of my head. It wasn't Down.
Dreamer.
Yeah. I love that song.
It's good, isn't it?
And do you know what? We were going around Morrison's supermarket the other day and they played it.
No.
How wonderful. Yeah. It's only been out for it. That's when you know your records are stiff.
No. That's great. That's obviously shopping music. What, isn't there football?
I'll go there with that five and then I should come out with a fruit bargain.
It is shopping music because when you record it and people buy it, your wife goes shopping with it.
I know. She feeds in the music.
Black Rain is the album. Go and buy that. And then the world tour begins in Moscow on Sunday and ends in Birmingham on July 6th. And then the 12th annual Ozfest tour throughout America. Wembley Arena in June. Birmingham, as I said. And Sharon and Ozzy are said to be richer than George Michael, Rod Stewart and Robbie Williams. So there you go.
Robbie Williams. He's miserable.
Is he?
Yes.
What's up with him?
I don't know. He needs to get a sense of humour.
He's a troubled man.
He is.
He's troubled, you know. Does he not pop round for cuddles?
No, he doesn't want any more cuddles. Doesn't anymore.
Do you know what? That would
doesn't
help.
Call mummy anymore.
That would help him. If he got cuddles, I'm sure he'd be a happy man.
I think so.
Is that a dog? One of our dogs?
Cuddles?
Yeah.
No! Who are you on about?
I don't know.
Did you just ask if that was one of your dogs? Cuddles?
Or Robbie. I haven't got a dog called Robbie.
That's surprising. You've got a dog called everything else by the look of things. Good Lord. Honestly, there must be poo all over your house.
No, it was all over my shoe yesterday.
Oh, Ozzy, please leave it.
I go into the Sharon's bathroom to get some toothpaste. I know there's something wrong with my wife's stomach. I go, Sharon, you all right? Do you want to lie down? And every time I get closer, I'm bending over and I go, oh my God, Sharon, I think... You've got the cancer.
Don't even, shut up, stop it, Ozzy.
Then my assistant Tony comes to me and goes, do you want to change some shoes in for...
Is that your impression of Tony?
Well...
Do the voice.
I can't do it. Really. he changed my... I took these white slip-on things out and he goes, oh, what's that on the bottom? It's the whole shoe was brown and he goes...
It's horrible. It makes you wretch, doesn't it?
I'm not like it now.
Ozzy, do you know what you should do? Buy the house next door. Live in that on your own. That's what you need to do. Buy the house next door. Have a little walk.
Don't you talk to me about buying houses.
Sharon will lend you the money out of your bank account to buy your own house.
He's got a fiver. He can get one.
Couldn't even get a tent rope for that.
Right. I want... listen, you two can stay all morning, as far as I'm concerned. I think you're booked till 9 o'clock, but if you don't have to leave, I want you to stay. Are you having fun, Ozzy?
Absolutely.
This is good, isn't it?
Yeah, fabulous.
This is good.
Yes.
Aren't I good? This is good.
Yes.
Aren't I good?
I am good. Right, let's do this. Sharon's getting down. This is how, look at that.
It's early, sweetheart. Don't pull your back out.
Right, let's do Dave's tea this week. Dave, how do you get... There you go, Technotronic and Pump Up the Jam, another classic.
Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha, what?
I just got a text message from our friend. I've got to show this to you, right? But we can't talk about it on the air.
Okay.
That's from our friend. Sharon and Ozzy have to go. They don't want to go.
We don't want to go, do we, Ozzy?
But they've been told they have to leave. Although, I don't know who's putting their foot down, because that fella you got with you, Tiny...
AD, go on.
Look at the size of him. hang on. Tony's now saying there'll be trouble. It's all going to kick off.
Oh, it's on now. It's on.
How do you understand what he says?
Well, after being with him for 24 years, he's just learned to understand me. You know?
What a combination that must have been. You and your heyday of the
I had my mom.
Right, Ozzy, we've got 20 minutes and then we've got to go on stage and then that. What?
Oh,
what? What did you say?
No.
What are you saying?
The only thing at first, when we first met Tony, the only thing we could understand that he said was Black Sabbath. We couldn't understand anything else.
Listen, I love you two. And feel free to come back on the show anytime, which means, Sharon, that means it'll be about 8 years for you to before you come back.
I will not. You just invite me and I'll be here.
We invite you all the time.
Oh, you don't.
And then we ring your agent and they go, Sharon's very busy at the moment and doesn't like your show. good luck with the X Factor.
Thank you.
You'll need it. Is anybody left on that show? I'm only bitter. Good luck with that, Mrs. O. And Black Rain, the new album from Ozzy, is out now. Go and buy it today and get it into the charts and into your hearts.
Oh, so love
we can,
that.
So we can put some more cash.
So that Sharon can have more money to spend.
No,
and hide from Ozzy.
If it's a hit, then Ozzy can have a tenner a week instead of a fiver.
Oh, there you go. Then everyone has to buy it.
I can't believe your charity is... I'm getting that vibe, you know.
Oh, I know. I'm so charitable. I really take care of you.
You know what? I'm not panhandling outside the house. She's giving cars away for charity and things.
I'll have a car.
Do you want one?
Yeah, you got loads.
Yeah, sure.
Brilliant.
No problem.
Look at Ozzy's face. But the thing is, though, Ozzy's got a face of, she probably would.
I would too.
But it'd be my car, you'll get.
You don't drive. Do you drive?
No, I can. I can drive, but I was always too loaded to pass the test.
He's never had a licence, and then he was banned from driving. They banned him, and he didn't even have a licence, and they didn't even
ask to see it.
Or a
brand new Mercedes. Let's come down, let me go across town. Going this brand new AMG, all on 9 yards. We're going up South Moulton Street the wrong way, and this cop who's just come out of diapers, he's so young, and he goes, stop the car. Do you realise you're driving in the wrong way up on my street? I says, no. He goes, have you been drinking? I says, a Pope or Catholic in the mail. So he phoned the van, and I says to Sharon, don't get the cheese off of me, Sharon, because it's not every day you go in a brand new Mercedes and go back in a police van.
There you go. They even gave you a lift home.
No, I stayed in the jail.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Listen, I love you too. You're great. Give my love to...
All right, have a great day.
Ozzy, you're a star. I love you, man. Mrs. O.
Love you. Don't forget beautiful. Your
fiver. Oh, no, that's Ozzy's.
No, don't spoil him.
Ozzy, that's your fiver.
No, hey, you've got those bloody headphones.
Look at you.
Ozzy's walking out with his headphones on.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
All right, you two. See you soon.
Bye, Rachel.
There he is. There's Sharon and Ozzy. God love them. Hey, this is something you don't normally hear, which is the guest saying goodbye. See, there really is love there.
Oh, bye.
Bye, you two. Bye. Oh, Rachel's going with them. Thank God for that. So, well, that'll wear them down.
What a morning.
I'm exhausted.
That was great. I enjoyed that.
If you enjoyed the interview, all I've seen is people texting in saying this is so funny, those two on the road. Do you know what? I didn't even need to be in there. You could just listen to those two bantering around all day.
That's
do
a
me.
Podcast in itself, I think, that, isn't it?
81199 if you enjoyed that. And as a gift back to Sharon and Ozzy. Where is Ozzy? Is he going to have to record? Okay. As a gift to Sharon and Ozzy for being so good this morning, we're going to give them some Amy Winehouse. They tried to make me go to rehab. Right, should we rate the guests?
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to rate our guests that were the mighty Ozzy Osbourne and his lovely wife Sharon.
Are we rating them together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Collectively, rate the guest.
Rate the guest. Ozzy Osbourne, Sharon Osbourne. The Osbournes.
Right, who would like to start? I'm going to... Oh, all right, then. Rachel.
Oh, you can start.
Rachel, no, you can start. Your highest mark you've given so far is a 7.5, which went to David Tennant, a.k.a. Mr. Doctor Who. So what do Ozzy and Sharon get school-wise today?
I'm sticking my neck out on this one. They're my favourite ever guests. I'm going to give them 10.
Wow.
Wow-wee.
You can't get better than that.
No, you
they were hilarious.
It's one more than 9.
Yes, it is.
All right, Dave, your highest score so far has been an 8, which you gave to Kelly Osbourne, but that was the first ever rating, and then we all kind of dropped down a bit because we thought we'd peak too soon. 7.8 for Jonathan Ross, 7.5 for David Tennant, 7.5 for Peter Jones and Evan Davis. What did Sharon and Ozzy get from you today?
Collectively, a very, very respectable 9.5.
Wow.
I thought they were fantastic. Lovely people, great value, top show. Thank you very much.
Allard, your highest rating so far is 9.3. Let's start that again.
Who is that for?
Jonathan Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the cinema with him the other day, by the way.
Yeah. Anyway, did he know?
No, he ignored me. Didn't know.
Just him, Jonathan, and Pee-wee Hum.
In the dark. No film on.
Pirates of the Caribbean, I'll have you know.
What, the new one?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
What, you got invited to a screening of that?
Yeah.
We didn't.
Yeah, we did.
You didn't mention it to me.
It wasn't me that got the invite.
Who was it?
Rachel.
Wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, wait, let's not argue.
Anyway, it was all right film.
What are you rating Ozzy and Sharon?
9.5.
Wow.
And you should hear what they rate you.
Oh, dear.
I thought they were absolutely lovely. Love them both, off air and on air. I'm going to give them 9.76.
9.76. All right, Dominic, your highest score so far has been 8.65 for Jonathan Ross.
Yep.
Your lowest score is 5.5 for Josh Stone. What are you giving Sharon and Ozzy?
I'm giving them a massive... 9.82.
Wow. 9.82. My highest score so far has been 7.47 for Kelly Osbourne. I will do them a 9 out of 10 because I love them. But, of course, there's no chance of me copping off with Ozzy.
It's true.
Well, there's a small chance I could cop off with Sharon, but not while Ozzy's in the room. So I'm going to do it 9 points.
Okay.
Which means that... These are the scores for Sharon and Ozzy. Allard, 9.5. Carrie, 9.76. Dave, 9.5. Dominic, 9.82. Rachel, a full 10. And for me, Sharon and Ozzy, 9 out of 10. Dale.
6.3,
53.
Right. That gives a grand total, I think, of... ...53.7.
Wow! Which means they are the best guests of the year so far. Well done, Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne.
I might have got that wrong. Someone's saying 57.58. All right, I'll check it. I can get a record player and a generator,
generate the music that makes... Plus, if you want to hear what Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne thought of us, they've done an audio blog, and that'll be today's blog, right? Yeah. When's that online?
Now.
Right there. Go to the Chris Moores pages at Radio 1.
Online!
And then check out what they thought of us. Where's our Back Tuesday thing, jingle, Al?
Oh.
Should we sing it?
Yeah.
Well, let's try it anyway.
I did shortchange them, by the way. I said 53.7. It was actually 57.58.
Right.
Better.
Good score.
Top guest of the year so far. And first place. Also, if you're looking at the website, the Radio 1 website... Please.